Let the band play.
Baby, lately I've been going crazy lately. Yeah, I've been getting paper. Made a hole in without a motherfucking major label. Yeah, they like clock, you major. I just said a new set of holes on a new
Alrighty, welcome back to the Feature of NFT Podcast, the most efficient and realest podcast in the NFT world. I'm your host, Jared. Today, we've got a spicy one. This episode is going to be action-packed. Again, you know, it's going to be everywhere. If you're new here, I want to give you a warm welcome. If you're not new here, welcome back, baby. If you're new here, like I said, again, of course, warm welcome. I would highly, highly suggest that if you're getting into the NFT space, you go back to episode number one, run through my entire catalog, and I guarantee you either I or the guest I have on will teach you something you didn't know. I promise you that. So I'll definitely recommend starting there. Alrighty, let's go ahead and get started. This episode, again, so much shit going on. So much bullshit going on. So much crazy cool shit going on. But let's just bring this up. This is not even NFT related, but like, what the... Okay. I love this one. You ready? Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg. Let's fucking get it, baby. So if you haven't heard, which I know 100% that you have... Elon Musk, right, Tesla CEO, right, SpaceX, right, the list goes on of companies, right? Then we've got Zuckerberg, Mr. Mark Zuckerberg, with CEO of Meta, parent company of Facebook, right? So these two guys, right? So Mark Zuckerberg has been recently dabbling in, well, not really dabbling. I guess he won some competitions or whatever in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. So, you know, his confidence up there, his confidence is up there, got someone in a little rear naked choke. Now he's ready to fight Elon. So Zuckerberg, I don't know, honestly, I'm pretty sure, I think Elon low key initiated, right? He basically said like he was down to fight Zuckerberg, and Zuckerberg went on, I don't know if it was Facebook or Instagram. I don't know what. But he posted on his story, send location. Like, send the location. So basically, Mark Zuckerberg's just like, all right, fuck that. Send the location, baby. And Elon Musk is going back like, okay, yeah. Like, is he being serious? Like, okay, if he's serious, I'm, you know, like, so they're both like, it was kind of like a both, like, I think at first everyone was kind of like, oh shit, like, hold on, wait. They're just fucking around. There's no way these two guys are actually going to get in the ring. And so then fucking, of course, UFC, Dana White gets on the phone, confirms the shit. So Dana White's like, yeah, no, it's confirmed. Like, blah, blah, blah. Like, I haven't heard any specific date, but all that shit is just hilarious to me. Like, that 100%. And of course, everyone has mixed feelings. Some people are like, I don't give a fuck to see two old men fight. Like, fucking get back to running businesses, right? You got that perspective. Then you got my perspective. It's like, yeah, like, these guys are going to be running businesses. Yeah, sure. Like, this is going to be a fucking fight of the life. Like, this is hilarious. It has nothing to do with, like, do I think these are two good fighters? It's going to be a good fight. Fuck no, it's not going to be a good fight. Is it going to be an entertaining, hilarious fight? Fuck yes. It is going to be hilarious. I think easily one of the biggest fights. Easily one of the, if not top two for sure, in, like, history, right? So it will make a lot of money. And again, all the money is going to charity. So I thought that was pretty cool. But do I think Elon needs to stay in the ring and start, or do I think he needs to start fucking hitting the fucking mats training? I don't fucking know. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just think all this shit is hilarious. I think if I had to choose, honestly, I really like Elon Musk more than Zuckerberg. Just my opinion. But I think Zuckerberg, like, I'm sorry if I'm going on a rant here, but this is hilarious shit. Zuckerberg, he looks like he technically knows more shit, right? He's been doing it. He kind of looks more, like, fit, right? We've seen that yacht picture of Musk. So, but Elon Musk is fucking giga brain. He's giga brain. Elon Musk is the type to put a fucking little, he'll grab fucking, he'll go to UFC, fucking clone one of the fighters' fucking brains, transmit it to Neuralink, pop that bad boy into his brain right before the fight. Like, he's Giga Brain. He would do some Giga Brain shit. Like, so fucking during the fight, he's just Neuralinked up to some other fucking UFC fighter's brain and style and shit. Okay, anyway, no, I'm done with that. we're over that. So, anyway, that's gonna be a hilarious fight. Like, I would love to see that. Like, that's just, that would be hilarious. So, this is something I thought was interesting. So, Fortnite and Nike, right? They did like a, they teamed up for Airforia, or Airforia Island, right? So this was super interesting. So Nike has the Air Maxes. So this is like a pretty popular sneaker. I'm not like a sneakerhead like that, but Air Max, like everyone has or had Air Maxes when I was in school. Like that was just, or people still wear Air Maxes. They're cool shoes. This is cool. This is interesting. So in Fortnite, they have like a little challenge, basically. You got to go and like complete the missions, right? And then you get these collectibles, right? So they weren't NFTs, right? But they were connected to the Dot Swoosh, which is Nike's kind of like digital, I guess they have a specific word that they call them, but it's like they're basically, yeah, like they're digital collectibles, but like Nike version, right? So it's not an actual NFT, but it's on, again, Dot Swoosh. So that's like their, I guess it's almost like their own like little, it's like Nike's own little marketplace, like their own kind of collector universe marketplace. That's the only way I can really say it in my brain. And so that is actually on Polygon, right? So that's interesting. Again, not actual NFTs, right? But I guess it's cool because it's like in-game tradable still. It's still like they're still keeping the whole Fortnite by the V-Bucks, right, on their platform, and then you get your skins. But to me, shit like this is interesting, and it's kind of like the tipping point. Like, I'm bringing this up because, so it's called Dot Swoosh, right? Nike actually went and bought DOT. Spelled out, so dot spelled out DOTSWOOSH. So they bought Dot Swoosh dot ETH. Nike, the actual company, went and bought that ENS name. So to me, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're gonna connect something there or they're gonna make something happen, but it's pretty likely. That just seems like that's where it's gonna be headed. So again, ENS.swoosh.eth, they bought .swoosh.eth. Again, Ethereum name service, you already know, it's the number one naming. It's just the best naming service, literally, just so far ahead as far as just utility, just everything across the board. Of course, you have endings like .eth, right? There's Ethereum name service. You've got .bitcoin. You've got .sol. You've got so many different ones. But again, I'm stay bullish on .eth. They've just built so much there, and it's just fucking super far ahead. So this doesn't really surprise me at all. I totally see Nike fucking doing something there where they're actually on Ethereum, right? Using the Ethereum network to capture NFTs or just build something there. Like, there's just something there. So the whole Airforia, it's just, they're playing straight to the young crowd, right? Like, Airforia, again, in Fortnite, they understand the next generation. Like, they're meeting the next generation, right? Like, just, they're meeting them there. Like, it's a just smart branding play, in my opinion, of course. But so again, Airforia is only available for a limited time until June 28th. But this experience, like, why does this even matter? Who gives a shit, basically, right? Let me wrap it up. So I always talk about the brands meeting the kids, right? Again, this is not a debate. The kids are the future. The kids are going to be the ones buying shit, right? Buying the expensive luxury items in the next 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 50 years. It's going to be the next generation of kids, right? So what does that mean? It's the 10-year-old, the kids that are 10 years old right now, the ones that are 15 years old right now, the 20-year-olds, right? It's these kids. These are the next buyers, right? So they're doing a great job. They're doing a great job. Just like, again, I think, multiple car manufacturers, I think it was like fucking, I don't know who, I could be slaughtering it. It was like Kia or Hyundai or one of those, right? those car manufacturers had a digital space, like a digital metaverse space where you can go in there, check out their new releases of cars and whatever, right? So again, they're meeting the young consumer. And even if the consumer is 10 years old right now and he's looking at something Hyundai, right? Hyundai related, he can't drive a fucking car, right? And that's not the point there. But again, it's branding, it's touches on the consumer. So these are tiny touches, super, 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 always, I love this shit. It's super subconscious touches that these brands are doing to the kids now. So again, when the kids grow up, right, they have good associations with these brands, right? Nike, Puma, fucking Hyundai, whatever, right? All these different car brands, shoe brands, apparel brands, whatever. So this leads me right into my next one. So there's a famous basketball player. He's fairly new. His name is LaMelo Ball, right? And I'm pretty sure he has another brother and like his dad played ball. So I think his name's like LeVar Ball or some shit. Anyway, so LaMelo Ball, right? He has a collab with Gutter Cat Gang and Puma. So Gutter Cat Gang was a NFT project. So this is straight just fucking culture smart shit, right? So it's a collab. Gutter Cat Gang, Puma, and LaMelo Ball. So they're all doing a whole collab, right? So the sneakers, it's a basketball sneaker, obviously. And it's pretty cool. Like it looks pretty cool. It has drawings of like Gutter Cat Gang, kind of like, yeah, just like their designs, like their artwork, their logo, their style, right? And then it's a Puma shoe. So collectors who I wanted to bring this up because I thought this was like an interesting point that this will bring value here. So collectors who get on the early access allow list can purchase the Gutter Melo MB.03 sneakers for $175, while those on the early access wait list will pay $195. The price will then rise to $215 for the public sale. So I wanted to bring this up. And this is something, of course, I've talked about before, but it's still super important. And it's just commerce and business, simply. So if you get on the early access allow list, right, you get to purchase these sneakers at $175. Then there's another wait list. You buy them at $195. Then the next one, public sale, is at $215. So this is cool. So an example of how this whitelist could work, would work in the future. This is how it's going to work in the future. So let's just use this one as an example, right? This drop right here, this Gutter Cat Gang, the Puma, LaMelo Ball, right? They're dropping a sneaker. Again, you're going to get the digital sneaker and you're also going to get a physical sneaker. So it's not just a digital drop. You will actually get these sneakers in hand. So an example, like I'm just going to do an example straight off the top, right? You would want to be on this allow list, right? You would want to be on this white list, this white glove, precious list, I guess you could say, right? If it's something that, if it's obviously a drop that you want to be a part of. So as an example, if I, Jared, have my own NFT project, like let's just say, I'm making this up right now, and it's 100 NFTs, right? And there's maybe 70 different owners, right? Maybe some people have one or two, right? So there's 70 different owners. There's only 100 of these NFTs out. So this is, let's just say this is my NFT, this is my NFT drop, right? Again, 100 units, right? The LaMelo Ball, Gutter Cat Gang, and Puma, right? That whole drop, they could allow access to the people that purchased my NFT, right? So again, they could say, hey, Jared, your community gets first allow list quote to this drop, right? Whatever, right? That's just insane. So again, for being a part of my NFT, I don't have an NFT. I'm not planning on dropping one right now. This is literally just an example of, they could say, hey, Jared's community, hey, Joe's community. If again, they fuck with the community, which again, everyone fucks with this community, the best fucking community in the NFT world. But again, if they fuck with our community, they could say, hey, Jared, everyone that's a part of your NFT project, we want them to have we want them to get first on the wait list for this project or for this upcoming drop or for this or whatever. And again, it could be an in-person experience, which would be so fucking sick, right? So let's just say an example. I'm part of the Crypto Cannabis Club, right? Another Let's say I love whiskey, right? They're saying, hey, everyone that's in the Crypto Cannabis Club, you, if you own a Crypto Cannabis Club, you can come get the first allow list, right? Or be on the wait list first at this drop for this whiskey tasting or whatever the fuck. Again, I love whiskey, so that appeals to me, right? And these are just all examples. But it's interesting how, again, within, like, there's different, like, all these different communities, like, for being in the Crypto Cannabis Club, me, right? I know all these other people in the Crypto Cannabis Club, right? So if I had a cannabis product or a cannabis, whatever, if I sold cannabis shirts or just whatever that appealed to the cannabis community, I'm in this community. I have other people to sell to, right? And it's not, I'm just joining communities because I just want to try to sell to, but it just makes sense. Like, I like cannabis, right? I'm in this community. So again, people are going to buy from people that are like them. That's just, that's not even a, that's science, that's psychology. Like, again, people like people that are like them, right? So if it's just easier for me to go sell to a community that, again, has common interest, right? Versus just going out to fucking Joe Schmo and trying to sell him some other shit, right? So anyway, I don't know if, I hope that made sense there, but basically, like, the products within certain communities, again, if you're in 10 different communities, I like, let's just say I'm in the Crypto Cannabis Club, I'm in the Cheese Club, NFT Club, I'm in the fucking Cracker NFT Club, I'm in the fucking Bread, and like, I'm just naming stupid ass NFT clubs that are not a thing. But anyway, if I'm in a part of all these different clubs and I, Jared, have a product that I want to sell, I could go to all these different communities that I'm a part of, right? And I could pitch or I could try to sell or whatever the fuck, right? So it's not just use all these communities as exit liquidity. That's not what I'm saying. But again, these communities that you're already in, that you're already a part of, these people are more likely going to buy from you versus, again, just some random ass person on the street, right? Because y'all share a common interest. If you're both in the Bread NFT Club or the fucking Cheese NFT Club or whatever the fuck, right? You get what I'm saying. So let's go and move on to the next thing. So this is insane too, because it's just like, holy shit. Like, when you just think like it's over, or you think it, not necessarily it's over, right? But when you just think like, it's kind of been a little bear market, right? And then, excuse me, some shit like this happens. It's like, oh shit, like, no, dude, you got to, let's tap back in, right? So $6.2 million NFT, the goose sold for $6.2 million. This was like a week ago from this recording. So this is a generative art piece, and it was purchased by Punk6529. So I know I've mentioned him before. Punk6529 is a fucking NFT legend. He is a giga brain. He's a giga collector. He has a giga bag. Like, this guy is just fucking, this guy is, he's fucking loaded. Like, he's a giga chad, right? Like, he came into the NFT space and he said, all right, I've got $1 billion on my on my fucking ledger. What are we buying? Like, this guy just fucking comes in. He's bought multiple fucking pieces for millions of dollars. Like, just insane shit. So why this was fascinating and why I'm bringing this up is because of the following. 60% of the buyers that night, right, that were at this auction, at the Sotheby's auction, 60% of the buyers that night were under 40 years old, said Michael Buhana, who is the head of digital art and NFTs at Sotheby's. He said, this is a group that is new to the art world, but certainly a part of Sotheby's future. So that's an interesting statement, and that statement is exactly fucking right, right? So again, 60% of the buyers that were under 40, right? This is the next generation of, again, fine art collectors. It doesn't mean that physical art will vanish, but you can guarantee your ass that in the future, people will be buying fine digital art, 100 trillion percent, right? So the goose, again, it was a generative art piece. It kind of, you have to look at it for yourself. It does look like a goose. Like, it does look like a goose, but it really is just like an interesting piece. It makes you think, like, this piece, like someone, like this is like culturally relevant, first of all. But it was just a big splash. Like it was just a big splash, but this piece obviously meant something to Punk 6529. He thought it was something about it, right? I don't know, right? I don't know what he saw, right, personally, but it's just like he liked it, and this is one of those things that he just thought I had to have, right? So he has a 6529 museum wallet. It's like his own separate wallet where he has like all these $1 million NFTs that he's bought, like just fucking insane shit in there, insane shit. But I thought this was just interesting. Like, once you think people are not still buying NFTs and some shit like this happens, it's just, it's fucking nuts. Like, it's crazy. So this is not like, I guess it was kind of surprising because it was like in the bear market. But again, within the next 5, 10, 15, 30 years, this is what we're going to be seeing is people are going to be buying digital art. Like, that's going to be, so he bought it at like 6.3 million, I believe, or 6.2 million. I just wouldn't be surprised at all if it's worth 30 million in like 15, 20 years, right? Like, again, same with like the CryptoPunks or like the Bored Ape Yacht Club. Like, these are like very, very culturally, NFT culturally relevant pieces, right? And projects. So, again, for me personally, I could just see down the line it being worth a pretty penny, right? To the same extent, could be worth fucking $0. Like, you just never fucking know. But it's just interesting. Again, I think culture, I think like nostalgia, there we go, that's the word I was looking for. Nostalgia fucking matters. Like, that stuff matters. And I think, again, CryptoPunks and Bored Ape, it's kind of like nostalgia. It will be in the next like 20 years. But again, that was just my personal take there. I thought that was interesting. But yeah, just that one stat about 60% of the buyers were under 40 years old. Like, they're just on Sotheby's looking at fine art, fine digital art. So that is insights, in my opinion. Alrighty, over to the next topic. So one good example of brand building, which I'm sure you've seen this project around, but Pudgy Penguins. Like, wow. Like, wow. So at the very beginning, again, we saw a lot of NFT projects come into the NFT space, and it was pretty sad, right? We were roasting the shit out of them. A lot of them were just fucking ugly. Like, what are we doing, bro? Like, we don't want any more fucking animals. We don't care about that shit. Like, right, again, like E-Man said on the last episode, like, we're done with the fucking animals. Like, where's the real design? Where's the real shit at? Like, we want to see something cool, right? So I can't even fucking lie here. Like, I didn't know much about Pudgy Penguins or like any of these other ones. Like, I really didn't know much about Pudgy Penguins like that. But I literally 100% grouped it with just being another BS project. 100%. But again, as you start paying attention, and it's crazy because, like, again, you can never, like, that was wrong on me. Like, I shouldn't have judged the project to the same extent. Like, it was not that hard because, again, all the projects were like bullshit at the time. But again, which ones stuck around and which ones kept building? Pudgy Penguins 100% is one of those ones. So I can't say 100% I was wrong about it. But it's crazy. Like, it's amazing really what they're doing. But really, it's that fucking, the aesthetic. It's the aesthetic there. Like, so Pudgy Penguins, again, it's an NFT collection, but they have real toys, right? So this is interesting because a kid at Toys R Us could get introduced to the Pudgy Penguin NFT collection, not even by the NFT collection, but literally just by going to the store. I don't know exactly where they sell these toys at, but I know they are in stores. But like, just going to Toys R Us, seeing this little penguin, it's like a little cute penguin, and you just want to open it and play with it, and it's just like a cool, like, again, aesthetically clean penguin. I know that kind of sounds weird, but yeah, this penguin is pretty aesthetically, like, just good looking, right? And of course, that shit matters. Aesthetics matter. If it was like an ugly ass penguin, no fucking kid would want to go pick up the penguin. They'd just fucking run away. So again, it's a cute little penguin, but again, this is like brand building 100%. Like, that's another nostalgia little thing, right? These are little tiny little pieces that I pay attention to because it's that shit is insane. So again, if a kid wants to have his toy, right, and then show it to his friends or whatever. Or he's like, Dad, I want to wear this fucking penguin on my shirt to school or whatever, right? That's good brand. That's good brand. Like, they want to showcase to their friends, like, what they, because they think it's cool. They think it represents something. Maybe they just fucking love penguins. I don't know, right? But the aesthetic on this little fluffy, like, I want one, basically. Like, that's what I'm saying. I would never go out and just go buy a stuffed animal, me personally. But, like, I want one of these pudgy penguins. Like, they're just super cute. Like, they just look cool. And, again, aesthetically, they're icy. That's all I'm going to say. But Pudgy Penguins, 100%, I would keep an eye on that brand. As far as real brands, like, doing real shit with real products, that is super cool, and that is definitely something I would keep an eye on. So anyway, that is the end of today's episode. As always, if you want to reach me on Instagram, it's Future of NFT. On Twitter, it's THEEJARROD. And if you want to leave a voice message, the link is in the show notes below. Alternatively, my email is down there, so you go ahead and shoot me an email. Let me know what you're working on. What are you seeing? Any trends that you like? What are you seeing? Like, just everything, anything, any feedback. Again, all feedback, good feedback. I always like to keep my ear to the street, so I know what's going on. But that's pretty much it. If you enjoy this episode, please share it with a friend, family member, grouchy uncle, fucking pissed off aunt, like, whatever, whoever you want to share it with, please share the show. Only if you enjoyed it, of course. But that is the end of today's episode. I will see you on the next one. Peace. Play.
I'm a 90s baby. Lately, I've been going crazy. I've been going crazy lately. I've been going crazy, crazy. Yeah, I've been going crazy, crazy. Yeah, yeah. I've been getting paper, paper. Made a whole in without a motherfucking major label. Yeah, they like Glock, you major. I just set a new set of foes on a new.